This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Peace, blessings, and mercy upon you all. Assalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. Today I would like to answer a question that I've been asked several times before, and that is regarding the existence of the Almighty Creator. How do we know that God exists, and how does one answer this question? And how does one apply this within rationality, reason and logic, especially within the 21st century? Now, what I found quite interesting is coming from Christianity into Islam and studying the Quran, I found that it answers most profound questions that we might have. Might that be the purpose of life? Might that be why evil is within this world? Might that be, does God exist? And all these profound questions that we have is answered quite plainly. But today I would like to focus upon the existence of the Almighty Creator. Now, what we find within the Holy Quran, in chapter 52, verse 35 to 36, is that the Creator gives us a proposition as to four possibilities for our existence. And he asks us, or he asks the unbelievers, that do they believe that they were created from nothing? Or do they believe that they are the creators of themselves? Or have they constructed the heavens and the earth? They are only but uncertain, and this uncertainty is regarding Allah and His existence. Now, regarding the first possibility, being created from nothingness, if we logically think about this, we know that that is not possible. Because from nothingness, something created cannot come into existence. Because you need the matter, or you need the power, you need the energy in order to bring something into existence. So from nothingness, nothing can come that is created. The second possibility that we created ourselves is also illogical. If you were to think about it, something that is created cannot come into existence without existing prior to, or creating itself without existing prior to. It is like saying that a mother cannot give birth to herself. It is completely illogical to believe that she can, because it is an illogical fallacy. The third possibility is that we were created, or that we created the universe itself, or that we were created by something that was previously created. Now, there's a theory in science that this universe only came into existence because of a universe that came before it, and then that universe came into existence only because of a universe before that, and a universe before that, and so the cycle continues at infinitum. However, if we logically think about that, and we were to apply a rational simile in a sense, we can think about dominoes. Say, for instance, we had one domino, that is the domino at the very end. That would be our existence. That would be this current time and space that you find yourself in looking at this video. Now, if this domino or this universe only came into existence because of a universe that came before it, and so that universe only came into existence because of a universe before that, and so the cycle continues at infinitum, logically there would be no beginning, because there would be nothing to put these dominoes into motion in order to fall, and in order for our time and space to occur and to exist. So fundamentally what we find through rationality and logic is that if this was the case, there was a universe before that, and so the cycle continues, that our time and space would not exist at all. So if we logically think about this within these four possibilities of our creation, firstly, it is not that we were created from nothingness, because that is illogical. Secondly, we could not have created ourselves because we did not exist prior to. That is also illogical. Thirdly, we were also not created by a universe that came before this universe, because then the universes and the cycle would just continue ad infinitum, which is also an illogical fallacy, because then this time and space would not exist. Now, the fourth criteria, which the unbelievers are uncertain about, is regarding the existence of the Creator, because that is logically the only possibility for our time and space to occur, and for this existence to move forward. Now, if we think about the criterion for this Almighty Creator, we know that this Creator must be itself uncreated. Because if this Creator was created, then there must be a creator of that creator and a creator of that creator, and so the cycle would just continue again. We know that this Creator must be all-powerful in order to put everything within the universe into motion. We know that this Creator must be self-sufficient and must not be bound by time, because they're not dependent upon anything that is created. We know that this Almighty Creator must itself also be all-knowledgeable in order to put everything within the universe in a perfect design. Even if you look at an atom, or you look at the human eye, or you look at the human body, you look at the solar system in which we find ourselves in, or the Milky Way, everything is just so perfectly put into motion and put into this perfect design for everything just to exist. Now, what we find is that the Almighty Creator challenges us even further within the Holy Quran. For instance, in the Holy Quran, chapter 21, verse 30, He challenges the unbelievers once again, and He says that, "Do not the unbelievers see that the heavens and the earth were joined together in one unit of creation, and we clothe them asunder, or we split them apart?" Now, how remarkable is this for the Almighty Creator to mention this 1,400 years ago, when this knowledge was not even known? So the Creator is giving us the exact point of our creation as to where everything came from. And we know that the scientific discovery of our creation is that everything came from a singularity, a completely hot and dense point, which was then split apart. Now, this is not the only place within the Holy Quran that certain things are mentioned that is unknown in that time. For instance, in the Holy Quran in chapter 78, verse 67, the Almighty Creator also gives us something to ponder about and to think about. And He says that, "Is it not that we've created the earth as an expanse and the mountains as pegs?" Now, if we think about this rationally, if you look upon a mountain and you look upon it, you would not think that there's something within the ground. Now, recently we've discovered that mountains actually have roots that is deeply embedded within the ground. How fantastic is that, that the Almighty Creator has given us these signs within His final revelation in order to prove His existence, and He's given us these thoughts that we can think about. We can sit back and ponder about our creation. So I just wanted to leave you guys with this message today. I truly wish you all the best of blessings to you and your family. And I hope that you guys enjoy these kind of videos. If you do, please like and share. And also follow me on Facebook. If you have any questions, feel free to ask me. And if you guys enjoy the work that we are doing as our era, please do follow our Facebook pages and also follow us on YouTube and so forth. We truly appreciate all the support that you guys are giving us. All the best of blessings to you and your family. Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.